On the show today, Rich and I discuss pork belly burnt ends, and we drink a bourbon root beer float. I'm your host, Brad Jackson, and you're listening to the June 12th, 2023 edition of Coffee and Koshan. So, Rich, it is that time of year where we're grilling, we're smoking, we're out and about in the yard cooking. Man, fire, food, it's tons of fun. And one of the best things to make that I think people forget are actually pretty damn easy are pork belly burnt ends. And if you haven't cooked with pork belly before, it's what it says. It's the belly of the pig. It is tons of fun to use because it is full of flavor. And you came up with a great pork belly burnt ends recipe that you did on your smoker recently. Walk us through it.
All right. So I got some pork belly strips, and thankfully the neighborhood market by my house sells pork belly that's already been trimmed up and sliced into strips. If you get a bigger belly, you know, and they can come up to like 20 pounds if you buy one in whole, and you'll need to trim some of the fat off, but these come already trimmed and ready to be cubed up. So I didn't have to go with, you know, putting them in the freezer to stiffen them up because there's a lot of fat. So if you don't have a sharp knife, they'll kind of get smushed on you while you try to cut them. So I cubed them up, threw them in a bowl. I used mustard as a binder, which is a thing that I just recently started trying. I saw it on some various grilling accounts on Instagram. And you already use mustard in a lot of barbecue, but it doesn't really translate through to the finished product. So it just gives something for your spice rub to hang on to. You could also use a neutral oil, or I've even seen people use a mayo, but I went with some mustard. So I tossed the cubed pork belly in mustard, and then I did a generous dose of a barbecue rub, just a store-bought barbecue rub, and got those pieces nicely coated up and put them onto wire racks. And that's just to make it easier to get them on and off of the smoker. To the smoker, I went. I was running 225 with some apple wood. And I smoked those cubes for about 2 hours until they had a nice bark on them. But they're not ready at this point. You know, they need more time for that connective tissue inside to break down where it gets more tender. And so this is where the burnt ends portion comes in. You take them, put them in a disposable aluminum pan. If you're trying to save the environment, now is not the time. You will end up using you will end up using more water and manpower to elbow grease to try to get the mess that results out of a permanent dish than you will just throwing it away. So I threw them in a disposable aluminum pan, tossed them with barbecue sauce, about a cup of brown sugar, and about half a stick of butter cut into individual pats, and stirred that around, let it melt, wrapped it in aluminum foil, covered the top in aluminum foil, and then back on the smoker for about 2 hours until they were nice and tender. And then I took the aluminum off the top and put them back in the smoker for another about 20 to 30 minutes to let the sauce thicken up. And they are delicious.
Okay, so let me ask this. As you mentioned, you use mustard for the binder and everything. What's the rub? What kind of rub do you like to use with this? Because you could go something a little spicier, you could go something a little sweeter. But I noticed you put the brown sugar there on the end. So how do you balance that out with the rub you chose?
So I like spice in my barbecue rubs, and sometimes I make them myself. I used a Kansas City rub from Barbecue Pit Boys, which you can find online. It's got some sugar and some cayenne and some other heat to it. But I'm pretty sure burnt ends originated in Kansas City, or maybe I just associate them with there because that's the first place I had them. And it's a big thing around Kansas City, and the original are made with brisket. But I went with that Kansas City rub from Barbecue Pit Boys. But you can look online and find basis for a lot of different rubs and really experiment. I think ancho chili is great in barbecue rubs because it has that smoky heat that adds a lot to the flavor when you're smoking or grilling.
Well, I like that. Yeah, I like something like that too. I like a little, if I'm going to have some sweet with it, and you get that whether you're doing brisket burnt ends or pork belly burnt ends, you get that sort of sweet in it. I like some spice to balance that out, and I think that was a smart move. So you got these burnt ends, and you got to have something with them. So you made an awesome sandwich salad, and this is something that I've seen online, but you have a great spin on this. Walk us through it.
So, yeah, I saw it online too, and I saw it last summer, and I resisted making it because it's got mayo as a base, and my favorite sandwiches are Italian, and that's just verboten. You're not supposed to put mayo on your Italian sandwiches. But I decided to give it a try because so many people were doing it, and it's extremely good. It's very good. And the version I made is about a half a cup or so of mayo. You can always add more mayo if you need it, so start with less. Half a cup of mayo. I used Duke's. To that, I added about a tablespoon of red wine vinegar, some fresh cracked salt and pepper. You could put Italian spices in there. I did not. And then I added some garlic puree, which is a great thing that I've, you know, I'm apparently been living in a cave. I just discovered that you can buy pureed garlic in a tube, which, you know, fresh is always better, but it's so handy to have it in the fridge if you're trying to make garlic butter or something like that where you don't want the powder, but minced garlic doesn't dissolve the way you want it to. So this chunky garlic puree, it'll be in like the produce section of the store, is a great thing. So I put that in, I stirred it up. To that, I added a bag of shredded lettuce, iceberg, no health here. And I did buy a bag because I'm lazy. And then I added about a quarter cup of diced dill pickle, about a quarter cup of diced banana peppers, pickled banana peppers, and then about five or six diced Calabrian chilies, which are kind of a sweet, hot chili that you can find in more in specialty stores. And also about a half a cup of thinly sliced red onion. You stir all that up, you let it chill for 5 or 10 minutes, or you can keep it in the fridge for a couple of days. And the mayo really fades into the background with all the acidity from the vinegar, from the pickled things. And it just provides a good binder. It provides your base to build all these other flavors in. And it goes wonderfully on Italian sandwiches, but I decided to put it on a toast. I took a toasted bun, put burnt ends on it, and topped it with that sandwich salad. And it's like a different sort of slaw. And, you know, pickles are very good with barbecue because of that acidity. So that adds another layer of flavor, especially on top of all that sweetness that comes from the burnt ends. And then you add a little bit more heat with the chilies and banana peppers. So it was a winning combination.
I got to say, I love the addition of the Calabrian chilies. Calabrian chilies, you'll see, you're right, at specialty stores. If you have a really good grocer, you can find them there too. For everybody in Texas, like a Central Market or HEB, you'll have them. But if you add those to something like this, I bet that adds that nice sweet heat that really complements the richness of the pork belly.
Yes, it does. And for anybody in Arkansas, I got them at the Fresh Market, which is a chain. So, I mean, it's a chain grocery store, but you can get some products like that there. But yeah, it adds that bite and that heat with a little bit of sweet that just, it all comes together and makes a hell of a meal.
I really like that. Now, if somebody doesn't want to do this kind of salad, what other things would you suggest as a good side for pork belly burnt ends?
Other types of things you could do with pork belly burnt ends. You could do a traditional slaw with, you know, your mayo and Miracle Whip or whatnot. You could do more of a vinegary slaw, you know, using cabbage, obviously, instead of lettuce. You could also complement the sweetness and do some sweet potato fries or do a baked sweet potato and top that with some like chili powder and butter and honey, which is an excellent way to have sweet potato. You could even go fries, or you can just eat them. just go full carnivore and
stand and over the pan and just eat them right off the smoker. Okay, so to wash all this down, you came up with something that sort of is a nod to your past. This bourbon root beer float. I got to tell you, that has my name all over it. What's this about?
It is exactly what it sounds like. So you take a tall glass, throw a couple of scoops of vanilla ice cream into it, and you want to use good, you know, in everything. You want to use quality ingredients. And throw a couple of scoops of vanilla, a shot of your favorite bourbon. I would do something on the higher proof side, you know, like a 100 proof or something like that, just because of all the sweetness and everything that's going on. And then you top it off with a good root beer, like an IBC. I used a Sprecher's root beer. I forget where it's out of, like Minnesota or somewhere. I got it off, or I ordered it directly from them. It's like a company that started off making beer, and they started brewing non-alcoholic beverages for kids and other people that would come to the tap room. And those were so good that that became the business. So it's Sprecher, Sprecher's root beer, which is delicious. You know, and the bourbon and the ice cream and the root beer just come together so well, because you get a lot of those flavors in bourbon to begin with. You know, some bourbons will have that kind of a sugary, caramely flavor, sometimes notes of vanilla. So even though you wouldn't, may not think, oh, I need bourbon with ice cream, it just works so well. It's so refreshing. It's a nice dessert. It's a sippable dessert. You can sit on the patio after you've stood over the pan eating your pork belly and sit down and have a sweet treat that helps you beat the heat, but is of an adult nature.
For the record, you always need bourbon. Yeah, it's there's never a reason in life not for bourbon.
True.
I mean, that's just my personal opinion here, but you know, long day, have a bourbon. Great day, have a bourbon.
I would agree with that. It's like the Homer Simpson line, was it? To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
We haven't had a Simpsons reference in a while. That's a good one. Yeah. I like that, Rich. All right, so there you go. You've got a tasty pork dish that you can make on the smoker at home, a great salad to go with it that has a little bit of heat to it as well, and a bourbon root beer float to wash it all down. That sounds incredible. Thanks always, Rich.
Hey, thank you, Brad.